This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innal ladhina yu'dhuna al mu'minina wal mu'minati bighayri maktasabu faqad ihtamalu buhtana wa ithman mubina. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Respected scholars, beloved teachers, elders and brothers in Islam. In our relation with each other, there are certain stages. The first stage and the higher stage is where a person is ready to do anything for another person, even if it inconveniences him. And the greatest manifestation and the greatest example to this are the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajmain, especially the people of Ansar. And Allah ta'ala actually mentions that in the Holy Quran, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. And they give priority to others even when inconvenience has to reach them. And to understand this, let us look at the incident that occurred at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received some wealth, so he called the people of Ansar and he told them that, look, I created brotherhood amongst the people of Makkah and the people of Medina. But if you allow me to give all of this wealth to the people of Makkah, then they will become independent and they won't have to rely on you. So the people of Ansar replied that, O Prophet of Allah, you can give all of that wealth to the people of Makkah and we will still take care of them. We will carry on with the brotherhood that you created amongst ourselves. So that is وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. That is the first stage. Talking about the second stage, it is where you love for your brother what you love for yourself. You prefer for your brother what you prefer for yourself. And these are actually the words of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. A person cannot be a true believer until and unless he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. To understand this, let us look at this example. You have a roti with you, you have a bread with you, and you find someone who's hungry. So you give him the whole of that bread, or you give him that whole roti. That is the first stage. But if you give him half roti and you keep half by yourself, that is the second stage. You love for your brother what you love for yourself. Talking about the third stage, and it is the most important stage, and that is actually the topic of my talk today, and it is to not harm others. If you can't benefit someone, it's okay. But don't be from that group where you start harming someone else. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has put so much of emphasis on this aspect, and we can understand that from the ahadith which I will present to you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La darar wa la dirar. A good Muslim is he who does not harm others, or who does not return the harm, who doesn't take revenge. He's a good Muslim. Upon one occasion, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asked, Ayyul Islami afdal? Ayyul Islami afdal? O Prophet of Allah, if I have to put it in my translation, O Prophet of Allah, who is the best Muslim in Emesdil? O Prophet of Allah, who is the best Muslim in Emesdil? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisani wa yadi. The best Muslim in Emesdil is that Muslim who doesn't harm other Muslims with his hands or with his tongue. In another narration, same wordings, but Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Nas. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam generalized it, that a good Muslim is he who doesn't harm anyone. Forget about harming a Muslim, who doesn't harm the general public with his hands or with his tongue. In another hadith it comes, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are various stages of iman, the greatest of which is to pray kalima la ilaha illallah, and the lowest of which is to remove imatatul adha anit tariq, to remove an obstacle, to remove an offensive object from the path so it doesn't harm someone else. So these are the three stages we have in the relation with each other. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, our spiritual doctor, he explains this whole concept so beautifully. He says that when you go into the jungle, you are going to find three kinds of animals. Number one, those animals that benefit others, like the goat, it gives you milk, like the sheep, you can enjoy the braai, like the cow or the buffalo, we don't have to talk about it, ribeye and porterhouse, and I don't know what kind of steak we make out of those animals, right? They benefit us. That's the first stage. That's the first kind of animal. The second kind of animals you find in the jungle are those who harm others, like the lion, the scorpion, the snake, the hyena, the wild dogs. They harm others. And then Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that there are this third kind of animals that we do not know anything about them and they don't know anything about us. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that we are humans. Obviously we are better than animals, but if you have to be like some animals, then be like those animals that benefit others. And don't be like those animals who harm others. So that is what Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi explains. And respected elders and friends, Islam has put so much of emphasis on this aspect. We can even understand that from the hadith of Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to wake up for tahajjud. And when he used to wake up for tahajjud, obviously there was, Hadrat Aisha's house was very small. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to perform his salah, and somehow in his salah he used to indicate to Hazrat Aisha that I want to make my sajda, so move your leg. That is the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat Aisha mentions that when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to open the door, or when he used to close the door, فَتَحَ الْبَابَ رُوَيْدَ وَأَغْلَقَ الْبَابَ رُوَيْدَ, he used to quietly open the door and he used to quietly close the door. Why? So it doesn't disturb the sleep of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Look at how considerate Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in not disturbing the sleep of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. How do we enter our homes today after we have our boys' night out? Hazrat Avi Gya, like Dar Marine Aywa, there is Nazam playing loudly, there is music playing loudly, the parents know that Hazrat has come back. So that is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. So respected elders and friends, if we can't be from the group that benefits others, let us not be from the group that harms others. And subhanallah, these scholars have mentioned that if you are performing a nafal ibadah, nafal act, it is rewarding. But if it is harmful, if it is harming someone, it is faraz, it is mandatory upon you to stop that nafal act. Kissing Hajre Aswad, it is rewarding, right? But if you have to reach there by harming someone, by fighting with someone, then it is faraz upon you to leave that. Reading Quran loudly, Hadrat Abu Bakr used to read Quran loudly. Reading Quran loudly, it is a nafal act. It can gain you rewards. But if you're reading Quran loudly harms someone is in the masjid who's performing his salah, or it is disturbing someone's sleep, then it is faraz upon you to read the Quran quietly. Look at what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that when one has to come to the masjid, he shouldn't eat raw onions or raw garlic. Why? If someone has to stand next to him and he has to smell, it will harm him. The jurists actually mention under this hadith that the mutawallis have the right to actually go and talk to this person that, my brother, you shouldn't come to the masjid because you are harming others. So respected elders and friends, let us become from those who benefit others, and let us not be from those who harm others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever has been said. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.